Hey everybody, it's the Life Spring Weekend Music Show. I'm Steve Webb. This is number 97, and we got a great show today. This is Larry Norman.
Mama killed a chicken. She thought it was a duck. She put it on the table with his legs sticking up. Papa broke his glasses when he fell down drunk. Tried to drown the kitty cat, turned out to be a skunk. You gotta watch what you're doing. Didn't you know? Yeah, you gotta watch where you're going. Didn't you know? Little Joe Billy went fishing for trout. Played hooky from school till the cops found out. Didn't have a father, was an only child. His mama never beat him, so he grew up wild. You gotta watch what you're doing. Yeah. I know a girl, sweet as could be, but she fell for a man like a chainsaw tree. She listened to his lies, fooled by his charm. Now she's sitting with a baby in her arms. You gotta watch what you're doing. Didn't you know? You gotta watch what you're doing. You ought to know that. You gotta watch out. Watch out! Things fine till things get bad. Then you sit around thinking about the good times you had. But it ain't no good to lead a life of sin. If you don't shape up, you know you never get in. You better watch what you're doing. And don't you know? You ought to know where you're going. Do you know? They seem alright. You later find out it was an angel of light. Try to love everybody, but don't be blind. Cause some kind of people try to mess your mind. You gotta watch who you know. Yeah, some folks say that the good Lord's dead, that it doesn't exist up inside your head. I wonder how many gonna be surprised when you look straight up and see him coming through the skies. You gotta watch what you're doing. Don't you know? Cause he does, yeah. You know he watches what you're doing. Yes, he does. You better know where you're going. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man. This is Larry Norman. If you don't know who Larry Norman is, you are in for a real surprise. This entire show is going to be dedicated to the memory of Larry Norman. Larry passed away about a year and a half ago. It was February of 2008 that he left this world. Come on back in, Larry. He was a true pioneer in contemporary Christian music. He, as a matter of fact, has been called the father of contemporary Christian music. And I think that by the time we get done with the show, you will see why. But before we get going, I want to first thank Covenant Eyes for helping to support Lifespring Media for so long now. It's been well over a year. And I'm sure if you've been listening to the show, you know exactly who Covenant Eyes is. But in case this is your first time, let me just say that Covenant Eyes is a company that is dedicated to helping people who have a hard time saying no to the bad places on the internet. You know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about porn, things like that. Dedicated to helping those folks say no. And it's based on accountability. What you do is you select a friend, someone that you know, someone that you trust, someone that you know loves you, who can be your accountability partner. So that you see, every time you go anywhere on the internet, they're going to get a report when you go to the bad places. And then you'll have to say, you know, I went there and just give an account. And it's a fantastic program. It's helping countless people. And I happen to be the accountability partner for several people. And I get a report every week, and I see where they've gone. And when they're, you know, if they have a weak moment and they go somewhere they shouldn't, I'm able to call them up or email them and say, hey, buddy, what's going on? And so anyway, what I'd like you to do is go by covenanteyes.com. And check out what they've got. They've even got accountability software for mobile devices, and very soon they'll have the accountability software for the iPhone. So anyway, check them out at covenanteyes.com. You can try their program out free for 30 days if you'll use the promo code LIFESPRING when you sign up. There, let me just play this next song for you. This is called Righteous Rocker, and it was released April 8th, 1972, and this album was voted by Contemporary Christian Music magazine as the greatest Christian album ever recorded. I'll tell you more about it on the flip side.
You can be a righteous rocker or a holy roller. You can be most anything. You can be a Leon Russell or a super muscle. You can be a corporate king. You can be a wealthy man from Texas or a witch with heavy hexes. But without love, you ain't nothing. Without love, without love, you ain't nothing. Without love, you can be a brilliant surgeon or a sweet young virgin or a harlot. You can learn to play the blues or be Howard Hughes or the Scarlet Pimpernel. You can be a French provincial midwife or go from door to door with a death knife. But without love, you ain't nothing. Without love, without love, you ain't nothing. Without love, without love, you ain't nothing. Without love, without love, you ain't nothing. Without love.
Break
if you know your Bible. That is right out of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, where it talks about love. It's called the love chapter, and that's what Paul says. Without love, you ain't nothing. Well, he may not have used that grammar, but you know what? Maybe he did. So the very first cut we played today was Larry Norman, Watch What You're Doing. And it was from his blues album from 1981. But Larry made his his first recording was done way back in 1968 with an album called I Love You with a group called The People. And it was not until 1972, I believe it was, but I'm looking at a discography here that says that Upon This Rock was released in 70, yeah, and then Only Visiting This Planet, which is what that last song was off of, was released in 1972. But let me read to you just a little bit here about the album that this last song was from, and of course, the name of the song was Righteous Rocker, and from 1972, more than three decades after its release, Only Visiting This Planet is regarded as a landmark recording in the history of contemporary Christian music. The album was voted in 1990 by Contemporary Christian Music magazine as the greatest Christian album ever recorded. The All Music Guide says that, quote, this record truly shines with great lyrics sung to great melodies. Even if you don't believe in the rapture, the power and the passion of I Wish We'd All Been Ready is unmistakable, and I'm going to play that for you later, and understandably intense. There are other songs on there that we're going to be hearing today, and I got to tell you that this record is a one-of-a-kind collection of some fantastic stuff. Now, it was recorded at George Martin's Air Studios in London, England. If you're at all a fan of the Beatles, the name George Martin means something to you. He's been called the Fifth Beatle. He is an amazing, I think he's still around, isn't he? An amazing producer. He knows what it takes to make a great record. And so Larry went all the way to his studios in London, England to record this album that is known as Only Visiting This Planet. So tell you what, let's do. I'm going to play I Wish We'd All Been Ready for you right now, and then we'll talk a little bit more about the album after we come back. Is of course about the return of the Lord.
Life was filled with guns and war, and everyone got trampled on the floor. I wish we'd all been ready. Children died, the days grew cold. A piece of bread could buy a bag of gold. I wish we'd all been ready. There's no time to change your mind. The sun has come and you've been left behind. A man and wife asleep in bed. She hears a noise and turns her head. He's gone. I wish we'd all been ready. Two men walking up a hill. One disappears and one's left standing still. I wish we'd all been ready. There's no time to change your mind. The sun has come and you've been left behind. All been ready. There's no time to to change your mind. How could you have been so blind? The Father spoke, the demons dined. The Son has come, and you've been left behind. You've been left behind. Behind.
Having come from this era of music, I gotta tell you what a huge impact this song had on me. That was a time when everybody was, you know, their eyes were towards the sky, expecting the rapture to happen at any moment, which of course it can. But at that time, the book, The Late Great Planet Earth by Hal Lindsey had come out around the same period of time, if I remember right. And I'll tell you what, end times teachings were everywhere. And there was a movie that was out called, I can't remember the name of the movie off the top of my head, but I think the song was in it. And, I mean, in our youth group, we used to sing this song all the time, and it had a huge impact on me and a lot of other people. Now, getting back to the album, this is the album that paved the way for hundreds of artists to follow, and it gave him, Larry Norman, the title of Father of Christian Rock, and it's now regarded as a classic milestone in the world of Christian music. But that wasn't always the case. When Upon This Rock was first released in 1969, okay, so this is in 69, right, it didn't fit into any genre of commercial music. There had never been an album like it, and no one knew what to do with it or quite what to make of it. Its vinyl grooves contained the Christian message presented with modern modalities in a rock and roll syntax, which had never been done before. And it came as a shock to conservative gospel music fans. Can you imagine? You're used to music like, the Blackwood Brothers, and you're used to the Imperials and the Rambos and et cetera. And then all of a sudden you get this. But I tell you what, it struck a chord, this music from Larry Norman, with a small handful of people whose numbers swelled in the following years. You know, the Jesus movement? Yeah. Well, other Christian rock artists and groups sprang up, inspired and encouraged by Larry's vision. And over a time, a nascent Christian music industry ballooned into the multi-million dollar genre that it is today, thanks in no small part to the clarion call contained in the songs on this, the first Christian rock record. So that was Upon This Rock, the name of the record. And Larry Norman, the father of Christian rock. So, did he have a bit of an impact? I would say he did. Now, here's another one that's called The Rock That Doesn't Roll.
Rock that doesn't roll.
And another thing about Lurie, when he first burst onto the scene, here's this guy. He had blonde hair, and it was well past his shoulders, straight. You know, it was like probably his shoulders would be half of the length of his hair, if you know what I mean. And so, you know, back then, 1968, 69, the hippies and everything, and the people that are used to the Southern gospel and the old, you know, the Christian gospel music. Here comes this hippie guy, you know, and he's playing this music, and he's playing rock and roll, and here we go, the rock that doesn't roll. Of course, he's talking about Jesus, the rock, and they're going, yo, what is this? So, yeah, he created quite a stir, and I got to tell you that a lot of people back then just flat out did not like him. But I tell you what, that upcoming Jesus generation, it was perfect for them. So The Rock That Doesn't Roll is from the part three of Larry Norman's legendary trilogy, and this is his top-selling album. Part three of the trilogy, In Another Land, which is the name of this album, is honest, raw, and humble, according to the liner notes. Larry Norman, with this album, showed that he was an undeniable force to be reckoned with in Christian music, and even the critics agreed. Only 1972's Only Visiting This Planet had already taken root and shook the hallowed doors of CCM, or Contemporary Christian Music. In 1975, In Another Land took it further, providing a seminal inspiration to musicians for over three decades. Now, as Larry's songs have been covered by numerous artists from DC Talk to Frank Black and the Pixies, it's worth looking at the originals, which is what we're doing today. This album contains some of his most well-known songs, including The Rock That Doesn't Roll, Righteous Rocker No. 3, 666, UFO, and I Am a Servant. It was engineered by Andy Johns of the Rolling Stones and Led Zeppelin and Van Halen Productions and recorded at Mama Joe's Studio in Hollywood, California. Now, this next one is from which album? I'll tell you in a second, but it's called The Great American Novel, and see if it just doesn't sound reminiscent of somebody else that I'll talk about on the other side.
I was born and raised an orphan in a land that once was free. In a land that poured its love out on the moon. And I grew up in the shadows of your silos filled with grain. But you never helped to fill my empty spoon. And when I was 10, you murdered law with courtroom politics. And you learned to make a lie sound just like truth. But I know you better now, and I don't fall for all your tricks. And you've lost the one advantage of my youth. You kill a black man at midnight just for talking to your daughter. Then you make his wife your mistress and you leave her without water. And the sheet you wear up on your face is the sheet your children sleep on. And at every meal you say a prayer you don't believe, but still you keep on. And your money says in God we trust, but it's against the law to pray in school. You say we beat the Russians to the moon, and I say you starved your children to do it. You are far across the ocean in a war that's not your own. And while you're winning theirs, you're gonna lose the one at home. Do you really think the only way to bring about the peace is to sacrifice your children and kill all your enemies? The while the newsmen all take notes and they exaggerate the issues as they shove it down our throats. Is it really up to them whether this country sinks or floats? Well, I wonder who would lead us if none of us would vote. Chap from whispering through the fence. You know every move I make, or is that just coincidence? Will you try to make my way of life a little less like jail? If I promise to make tapes and slides and send them through the mail, and your money says in God we trust, but it's against the law to pray in school. You say we beat the Russians to the moon, and I say you starved your children to do it. You say all men are equal, all men are brothers, then why are the rich more equal than others? Don't ask me for the answers, I've only got one, that a man leaves his darkness when he follows the sun.
Man, that is also from Only Visiting This Planet. And who did that sound reminiscent of? Would you say it sounded a little bit like Bob Dylan? Well, get this. I don't know if you know this, but Bob Dylan went through a period where he recorded 3 Christian albums. And I'm telling you, those were fantastic. As a matter of fact, Slow Train Coming was his first Christian album, Bob Dylan, we're talking about here. And it is one of my most treasured vinyl records in my collection. The lyrics are so deep, and they're so moving, and they're so powerful. Well, listen to this. Larry Norman had started a church called Vineyard. Yeah, he was one of the first people to have a vineyard. And that is where Bob Dylan ended up going to church and getting some of his Christian training. Now, whether or not Bob Dylan is quote unquote still a Christian is for other people to decide. It's not for me to decide, or for you for that matter. But I'll tell you what, Bob Dylan knew Larry Norman and he knew Larry Norman's music. And I got to wonder if maybe some of that was, some of Bob's music may have been influenced a little bit by Larry Norman instead of vice versa. I don't know. But what a record that was. Now, imagine this. Again, this is back in the 72 when this album was done. And it was really not something that Christians, the moral majority hadn't been invented yet. The Christians were not involved very much vocally in politics. And so this record, this particular song specifically, had an enormous impact. And it made a lot of people's eyebrows raise, without a doubt. Now, we're going to close out with one more song. But before we do that, let me just also mention the fact that I've got a lot of really good music on my hard drive, and I would hate to lose it. And there is a way that I back it up. Yes, I've got a network-attached storage, and I've got, you know, CDs of a lot of my stuff. But the most important thing is, what if this house, you know, I'm in Southern California right now, and there are fires all around. Now, we're not, you know, close to any of the fires, but it just brings to mind that you need to have off-site backup, off-site storage. And Carbonite is my backup solution. And I really recommend that you check it out. If you don't have a good, reliable, automatic backup solution, check out Carbonite. $54.95, either Mac or Windows. You get an unlimited amount of storage that is available to you, and it's just a fantastic way to go. It's what I use for my offsite storage, have been for well over a year. And what I'd like you to do is go to backup.lifespringmedia.com and click on the link there for Carbonite. And if you do that, you'll get 15 days free trial, and you'll help to support LifeSpring Media. And I would be so appreciative if you would do that. So, last cut is Larry Norman from All the Way Home, and it's from 1991. So we've moved forward 20 years practically. And this is a song that is just an amazing song. And I think that since Larry is no longer with us, this is really an appropriate way to close the show today.
Let this good life be the life I need. Let my faith grow like a mustard seed. And let your love be all the love I need to carry me all the way home. This life is hard and the road is long that leads me toward the light. Sometimes I trip and stumble in the night. My mind becomes so weary, I just wanna lay down. But I got to keep on going till I reach the higher ground. Sunshine and the rain, let this good life be the life I lead. Let my faith grow like a mustard seed. And let your love be all the love I need to carry me. Let your love be all the love.
brother Larry, I'm sure he is all the way home now. That's from his album Stranded in Babylon, which was recorded in Norway. And, you know, he had some really rough years. And you can find out all kinds of things about him if you Google around. Wikipedia, his website, LarryNorman.com, tells you all kinds of things about him. And, he was an interesting fella. But I hope you've enjoyed the show today. I am so pleased to be able to play Larry Norman's music for you. I want to thank IOTA PromoNet for that. They are the ones that have it on their website for podcasters to be able to use. The day after Larry passed away, I wrote to his estate and asked if I could play it and or play his music, and they never responded. And I'm sure that they probably were just inundated with everything. And so certainly no bad on them. But when I found that this music was available, I just had to make a show for you to find out about Larry Norman. If you're a youngster, in other words, somebody younger than me, you may not know about Larry, and now you do. If you've been around for a while like I have, you know Larry Norman, and I hope this has been kind of a fun retrospective for you. I want to thank you for joining me. My name is Steve Webb. Check out all the other great shows at lifespringmedia.com. Oh, by the way, I just did a review on The Shack. If you are, or if you have read The Shack, if you've heard something about it, if you're curious about it, listen to Lifespring number 191, and you can hear my review on The Shack. It just might surprise you. So anyway, until next time, I want to say thanks to CovenantEyes.com. I want to thank Carbonite as well. And most of all, I want to thank you for joining me. Till next time, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb.
LifeSpring Media, bringing the message of hope, love, and good news since 2004. This has been an InTouch Productions podcast. For more great shows, check out LifespringMedia.com.